good amount of trash, not better than 50% of the floor than the boards, but it just wasn't enough. What was the difference in your mind? Just not hitting enough shots in the second half? What was the difference in your mind here?
I just don't think we got enough stops. We need to get stops. I mean, we gave up 81 points. We turned the ball over too much. I think we had an opportunity. I think we were only down four with 3-4 minutes left, and I mean, they just came away with a 10-point win. We didn't make plays at the end of the game when we needed to.
Do anything different? I mean, you did shot well, but you weren't knocking shots down like you were in the first half. Did they do anything different defensively? Did they get up on you more? Did they change defenses or switch anything up on you?
They started pressing a little bit more to try to get us in the half court, you know, speed us up a little bit. So we started running our actions a little later. And then they just try to deny the post. So a lot of our actions is run through the post, and they're denying it. And, you know, we just got to keep moving. And a lot of times it seemed like we were just standing. And that was causing a few of our turnovers because we just had one guy just dribbling for so long and everybody just looking at him, expecting him to make a play. But we really needed to move around more like we were in the first half.
You guys won with a small lineup quite a bit and did a good job on James Webb. I mean, 9 points. What was the key with trying to limit him? How did you feel like you guys did?
Mainly just shrinking the floor with him. Whenever he got the ball, the guards helped him with, like, in the post. The bigs did a great job boxing him out. But, I mean, the other players in their place, can't let that happen.
I know in conference play for you it hasn't maybe gone as well, but this was a much more productive game. You know, obviously with Josh not being there, a lot of guys had to step up. But was this a big game for you just to you know, be more productive and just get, you know, more in the flow as conference play continues?
I don't really think like that. I mean, we lost. That's the only thing I care about right now.
Al, you talked about being lost at times on the floor, the whole team. Do you think not having Josh out there had something to do with that?
Partially, just because I think, you know, sometimes he's the player he is. He's just so great sometimes that maybe we got used to being able to just, like, look at Josh. All we got to do is set a screen, and he's one of those players that can go make a play. But, you know, him being absent this game, we started off moving very well, and then it just seemed like we lost that. And I don't know what that was because, you know, we knew going in that we weren't going to have him. And, you know, we practiced the whole time not running, you know, necessarily our clock plays, you know, at the end of the clock. So we were expecting to have to move, you know, get each other open. And we started off great, and then it seemed as we just got stagnant.
I know you guys never in moral victories, but without Josh, I mean, were you guys proud of your effort? And it came and took one of the, you know, contenders for the conference to the end of the game there. Were you proud of how you guys performed?
I mean, I think the guys played hard. I think they left everything they had on the court. We might not have made enough plays at the end of the day, but I thought every guy that came in the game gave everything they had. And I mean, tried to fill in for Josh as best as they could. We just got to regroup, go back to work, and play Fresno on Tuesday.
You know, the Jackson kid, number 25, you know, he's a transfer. He had 5 threes in the second half. See, they can all shoot it. Was that a guy that you knew that was going to shoot it? Did you just make him in this game, or did he just get open? What kind of happened there?
We knew he could shoot it, but not like that, though. Like, he was just no hesitating, just pulling up. But we tried to make the adjustment in the second half, but he just kept knocking them down.
You know, you guys, a lot of criticism all throughout the season from fans and whatnot that, you know, it's Josh's show and that sort of thing. Was this a statement that, you know, you guys love Josh and love to have him this year, but going forward you guys are going to be just fine? Was this a statement today?
I mean, I don't think we really think like that. I mean, Josh is on our team and obviously our leader and our best player, and we're going to do anything. I mean, we can to win. I don't think we need to make a statement to prove. I mean, I don't think we have anything to prove to anybody. We know how we are together on this family, and we're just going to play hard for each other. That's really what we care about.
Yeah, we're just worried about this year. You know, people can say whatever about next year, but it's this year right now that we have to focus on. Next year will come, and we'll address that when it comes. But for right now, it's this year. He's our leader, and, you know, We'll be excited for him to come back for the next game and, you know, try to get that victory. So we'll see what happens.
When did you guys find out that he wasn't going to be able to play? Was it last night?
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Thanks, guys.